Good evening, welcome. Je vous souhaite la bienvenue. Please join me at the front of the room, where it's very lovely and warm. Very enchanting. My name is Jeffrey Little. I have the privilege of serving as Editor-in-Chief of Concordia University Press. I would like to begin by acknowledging that the land on which we gather is the traditional territory of the Ganyangehaga, the Mohawk, a place which has long served as a site of meeting and exchange amongst nations. Tonight, we celebrate a very happy event, the launch of a new Canadian scholarly publisher, Concordia University Press. Nous sommes honorés de reconnaître la générosité de la Fondation de la famille Birks et de Brian et Carolyn Naismith. This is an exciting moment for Concordia, for the Concordia Library, and for the wider research community. It's now my pleasure to introduce our university's president. Please join me in welcoming Alan Shepard.
Collègues et amis, bonsoir, bienvenue. I'm pretty sure that we're here tonight to celebrate something that no one in this room has celebrated in Canada previously, because nothing like this has happened for a very long time. Quel formidable événement pour Concordia et pour la communauté savante du Canada. Les presses universitaires que nous lançons aujourd'hui et ce soir ne sont que le troisième à ouvrir les portes au pays durant les trois dernières décennies. I'm preaching to the choir to say that university presses play a fundamental role in shaping and sustaining civil society and building communities. And I wanted to extend a special welcome to those of you who are representing other universities in the Montreal area this evening. Everybody from rectors, vice rectors, graduate students, professors, members of the staff, university librarians, thank you for joining us this evening in this beautiful, beautiful heritage building for this auspicious moment. Our libraries for sure disseminate scholarship and engage with serious, challenging, and sometimes troubling issues, all for the public good. Comme beaucoup le savent, nous nous sommes donné une série de vecteurs stratégiques pour faire de Concordia une université nouvelle génération. Et les presses sont une partie intégrante de notre plan. The open access model will reflect Concordia's DNA. One of our founding institutions here, Sir George Williams University, was established to allow non-traditional students to take courses at night. That was in 1926. Sir George helped thousands of Canadians achieve an education that would have been otherwise impossible. And I wrote in my notes here, it was almost open access. And I want to hesitate to say, access doesn't mean low quality. Access and quality can be synonymous, and I think they are. Our other founding institution, a bit to the west, Loyola College, started in 1896 in an apple orchard, and it moved there in 1916, 100 years ago. It offered an engaging and challenging Jesuit education, and by making rigorous scholarship available to the widest possible readership, Concordia today will bring its traditions, Sir George and Loyola, into a globally connected digital age. We know open access scholarship is likely to be found, read, and cited by a lot of people, and the benefits for readers in the developing world are undeniably huge as well. Our new university press was envisioned and planned in our library, like some of North America's oldest scholarly presses, University of California Press, the Johns Hopkins Press, and the University of Toronto Press, among others. University libraries today no longer simply acquire information, preserve it, and make it available. Their greatest value today is to curate the knowledge for future generations of scholars, to be full partners in the academic enterprise. Je tiens à remercier Dr. Guylaine Baudry, directrice et bibliothécaire en chef, et Jeffrey Little, directeur de l'édition aux presses, de le travail sur ce projet. My thanks also to the members of the Transitional Editorial Board for their important work and intellectual contributions. This launch is the perfect example of how private philanthropic support allows us at the university to pursue another of our 9 strategic directions to go beyond, to create new possibilities. Concordia is especially grateful to the Burks Family Foundation, as you heard a moment ago, and I thank and welcome Jonathan and Maria, who are here with us this evening, and probably members of their board as well, and to Brian and Carolyn Naismith for their support of this project. The Burks family has had a close relationship with Concordia and its founding institutions for more than 8 decades, and the Naismiths are dedicated and valued members of our community. Our sincerest thanks to everyone. Merci beaucoup. Thank you all for being here with us.
Thank you, Alan. I'd now like to introduce our Provost and Vice President of Academic Affairs. Please join me in welcoming Graham Carr.
Thanks, Jeffrey. Comme Alan a dit, c'est vraiment un plaisir de vous accueillir ce soir et de vous voir en si grand nombre pour cet bel événement. It is terrific to see so many friends in the room, not only people from within the university, but from other universities and presses with whom we're associated. And I think it's fair to say, based on our gathering here tonight, that all those rumors about the death of scholarly publishing and the death of the scholarly book have been greatly, greatly exaggerated. Or perhaps what we're here to witness is a rebirth of a new form of scholarly publishing, giving scholarly books new life. Peer-reviewed books remain absolutely critical vehicles for scholarly communication in many, many disciplines. They're the key vehicles by which scholars have the opportunity to present their findings to their peers and exchange views among an expert community. They're critical to the teaching and training mission that is central to what universities do. But the new model of scholarly presses also has the capacity and, equally important, the ambition to reach a wider audience, to reach beyond the traditional scholarly audience. They operate on a different business model, a model, as Alan indicated, that privileges access, among other things. And part of what makes the creation of this press at Concordia exciting for all of us is that it continues our national leadership as promoters of open access scholarship. Research in Canada, as we all know, is funded by the public. And the Concordia University Press reflects our ongoing and enduring commitment to make our research publicly and often freely available. But beyond public engagement, the press also reflects our commitment to digital technology, which is also part of being a next-generation university. So, in closing, I too would like to echo Alan's gratitude to the Burks Family Foundation, to Brian and Carolyn Naismith, and I would also like to express my personal gratitude to Guylaine, to Jeffrey, to the faculty members and other people in the library who have done remarkable work in making this evening possible and making the dream of this press come true. So thank you to everyone who has worked on this project. Bravo et merci.
Thank you very much, Graham. I would now like to ask our university librarian to share some words with us. Please welcome Iwan Beaudry.
Thank you, Jason. What a pleasure to be here. This is a time to celebrate. Concordia University Press is the first open access scholarly book publisher in Quebec. For many of us in the room, the book is at the heart of our work as scholars, teachers, and lifelong learners. We cherish the book and what it means and represents. The creation of the Concordia University Press is an investment in the evolution of the book as a scholarly genre and in the necessity of transforming our scholarly communication system. Les presses de l'Université Concordia publieront des œuvres de grande qualité écrites par des chercheurs du Canada et de l'international. Its digital editions will be free to anyone on Earth who has access to an internet connection, and many titles will also be available in print for sale to individuals and libraries. I would like to welcome the presence tonight of Philippe Chacone. I don't know where Philippe is. At the back, from Whisper Valley. Philippe, the director of McGill Queen's University Press, and one of the very few best publishers in Canada. I'm sure that many of us share this appreciation. Thank you, Philippe, for being so generous of your time and good advice on our business plan, on our production mode, on our distribution strategies. Thank you very much. Les membres de l'équipe de la bibliothèque placent la réussite de nos étudiants, de nos professeurs-chercheurs au centre, au cœur de notre pratique. We embrace innovation and change to provide outstanding library services and collections for our community. Our ongoing library transformation project has seen significant progress at the Webster Library on the George Williams campus. A major renovation project is in the making for our library at the Vanier Library at the Loyola campus. Nous déployons un programme technologique riche et intellectuellement stimulant. Nous travaillons à l'expansion de nos collections spéciales et nous redéfinissons notre offre de services pour les étudiants et les professeurs. The Concordia University Press is a milestone in this next generation library initiative. It has been a great pleasure to work with fellow members of the Transitional Editorial Board, Jason Camlett, our chair, Martha Langford, Ronald Rudin, Jean-Philippe Warren, Jeffrey Little, who serves as editor-in-chief, and Linda Dyer, who soon will join us. I also want to thank our president, Alan Shepard, and Provost Graham Carr for your constant support. Thank you. To have Maria and Jonathan Burks with us this evening, along with members of the Burks family. Jonathan, Maria, merci. Vous êtes formidables, tous les deux. We are grateful to the Burks Family Foundation and to Brian and Carolyn Naismith. Their support has been essential to the establishment of the press. Merci.
As Alan, Graham, and Guilin have noted, Concordia University Press has had two enthusiastic champions, Brian and Carolyn Naismith and the Burks Family Foundation. It's now my very great pleasure to introduce the president of the Burks Family Foundation, Jonathan Burks, who will share some words with us.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey, very much. Mr. President, Monsieur le Président, Alan, three in one, distinguished members of the Concordia faculty and community, Mesdames, Mesdemoiselles et Messieurs, c'est un immense plaisir pour moi d'être ici avec vous en cette soirée historique. L'ouverture de la presse universitaire de Concordia a une grande signification pour ma famille et pour moi-même. Our foundation receives a tremendous number of requests each year, and it can often be challenging to determine which are most worthy of support. However, this was not the case with the Concordia University Press. Indeed, it was an easy decision, as it was a natural sequitur to our working relationship with this very unique and very fine university. We are genuinely delighted and honored to be associated with this great initiative. As Alan Shepard has said, the Erks family shares a long history with Concordia. En effet, les liens qui unissent la famille Berks et l'Université Concordia remontent aux années 1930, lorsque mon grand-grand-oncle, Gerald W. Berks, servit sur le conseil d'administration de Sir George Williams College, not even the university, un des établissements fondateurs de l'Université Concordia. And ever since then, we've continued to believe in Concordia's mission and its team, and to eagerly support the university's initiatives. As co-founding partners with Concordia's library, we are extremely excited and enthusiastic about open access and are fully committed to encouraging its growth and its success. The Concordia University Press will be a wonderful vehicle by which to promote and grow open access and to set a high standard for its publications. To quote the American Association of University Presses, and I think this is very fitting, university presses do things that wouldn't otherwise get done. They perform services that are of inestimable value to the scholarly establishment. Researchers, teachers, librarians, and the rest of the university community, the full academy, but also to the broader world of readers and ultimately to society itself. Nous avons toujours été impressionnés, moi je dirais même très impressionnés, par le travail remarquable, énergique, irrépressible et visionnaire de la bibliothécaire de l'université Guylaine Baudry et de son équipe. C'est exactement pourquoi nous sommes persuadés que la presse universitaire de Concordia dépassera les attentes établies. We wish the Concordia University Press, Jeffrey, Guylaine, Ellen, a long, successful, and fruitful future. And as I want to say, and my cousin Jake may be here tonight, it's my favorite Irish expression, may it live as long as it wants, and never want as long as it lives. And now, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames, mesdemoiselles, monsieur, I would ask you, and Graham would ask for your help, thank you, to raise your glasses in a toast to the Concordia University Press. Long may it live, and long may it be successful. Concordia University Press. That's it. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Berks. La générosité de la Fondation de la famille Berks et de Brian et Carolyn Naismith a été essentielle à la création des presses de l'Université Concordia. Additional thanks go to our many friends and supporters at Concordia and in the scholarly publishing communities. To see photos from tonight's wonderful event, please follow us on Facebook, Flickr, or Twitter, at Concordia Alumni. But here I'll put in a plug for Concordia University Press, also on Twitter, at Concordia Press. Merci à vous tous pour votre présence. Thank you for being here tonight to celebrate Concordia University Press. Before we conclude, I would like to ask the platform party, as well as members of the editorial board, to come to the front for photos. Can't avoid that. And before you leave, please consider visiting the former chapel of the Grey Nuns Convent, which has been beautifully converted into a reading room. The reading room is just to your left as you leave this space. Thank you again, everyone. Enjoy the rest of the night. Thank you.